on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. Brian Munduvile calls on President Hichilema to condemn Chawama violence. Cost of living in Lusaka rises to 12,160 kwacha in May 2026. And in international news, nearly 50 people die of thirst in Sahara Desert after lorry breaks down.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Tonse Pamozi Alliance presidential candidate Brian Munduvile has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to publicly condemn the violence that allegedly occurred in Chawama, where Alliance members were attacked while returning from former President Edgar Lungu's memorial service. Mr. Munduvile has alleged that a group of UPND cadres attacked Alliance members using stones, knives and other objects, leaving several people injured. He has described the incident as unfortunate and accused the ruling party of perpetrating political violence, urging the Zambia Police Service to investigate the matter and bring the perpetrators to justice. Mr. Munduvile has warned that continued acts of violence could undermine efforts to conduct peaceful campaigns ahead of the August elections.
Our call is on President Hakainde Hichilema that he should immediately condemn the violence that happened in Chawama. This is not the time that Zambians should start experiencing this violence. Many a time, the UPND has been out there condemning, pretending to be condemning violence, and lumping the violence or violence acts on the PF. And yet what we've seen in the recent past is that actually it's the UPND that is a violent act. So with what we witnessed today in Chawama, we want the president to immediately condemn that violence. So it will be very dangerous for political parties to proceed with campaigns, starting with the violence that we witnessed in Chawama.
The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, has increased to 12,160 kwacha, 54 ngwe, in May 2026 from 11,272 kwacha, 85 ngwe, in May 2025, representing an annual rise of 887 kwacha, 67 ngwe. JCTR Communications and Digital Engagement Officer Bernard Mwaba said the increase highlights the growing cost of living pressures facing many households and underscores the need for people-centered national planning and budgeting. Mr. Mwaba said the cost of essential non-food items rose from 6,760 kwacha, 32 ngwe in April, to 7,050 kwacha, 15 ngwe in May, largely driven by an increase in the price of charcoal from 725 kwacha to 870 kwacha per 90 kg bag. He has added that the prices of beans, beef and tomatoes also increased during the month. Mr. Mwaba, however, said the cost of several food items declined, including kapenta, soya pieces, cooking oil, chicken and vegetables. Mr. Mwaba has noted that despite a reduction in overall food costs from 5,291 kwacha 17 ngwe in April to 5,110 kwacha 39 ngwe in May, rising non-food costs continue to place a heavy burden on households.
During the month of May, the total cost of essential non-food items increased significantly from 6,760 kwacha 32 ngwe in April to 7,050 kwacha 15 ngwe in May. This rise was mainly driven by a sharp increase in the price of charcoal, which went up from 725 kwacha to 870 kwacha per 90 kg bag. In the essential food component of the basket, the cost of beans rose from 61 kwacha 19 ngwe to 70 kwacha per kilogram. Beef increased from 115 kwacha 82 ngwe to 119 kwacha 28 ngwe per kilogram, and tomatoes rose from 14 kwacha to 15 kwacha per kilogram.
Patriotic Front of Action President Mal Sampa has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema as the best candidate for the August elections. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Sampa said the decision follows a unanimous resolution by the party's central committee in May 2026 on the way forward for the party. He said the endorsement is based on President Hichilema's performance over the past 5 years in improving both macroeconomic and microeconomic fundamentals of the economy. Mr. Sampa has clarified that he has not joined the UPND but has only endorsed President Hichilema's candidature. He has added that his faction will actively campaign for the UPND ahead of the polls.
Single-digit inflation. It was about 20% in 2021, August, and now we are talking about a single-digit inflation of 7%, representing a drop of about 60%. That means there is price stability. That's the reason. Number four reason, the Bank of Zambia foreign exchange reserves in the history of Zambia and all the presidents, due respect to all of them, the reserves at the Bank of Zambia have always been about $3 billion, $3.5 billion. Ask me now, today, what they are. They are $6.5 billion.
Meanwhile, Mr. Sampa has condemned the use of the body of former President Edgar Lungu for political mileage, calling for his burial regardless of the outcome of the court judgment in South Africa, and urged that the state be allowed to take over the process. The Lusaka High Court has ordered the officer in charge of Lusaka Central Correctional Facility to appear before the court and explain allegations by incarcerated former Patriotic Front Faction Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda that he has been denied access to his lawyers and communication with family members. Mr. Nakachinda told the court that the restrictions have affected his ability to attend to family responsibilities, including providing financial support and paying school fees for his children. He also informed the court that he has been on a hunger strike for the past 16 days. Upon hearing the application, the court directed the officer in charge of the facility to appear and respond to the allegations. Mr. Nakachinda's lawyers were not present when the application was made. In the matter before the court, Mr. Nakachinda has pleaded not guilty to one count of espionage, contrary to the laws of Zambia. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has urged political parties to familiarize themselves with the newly enacted Electoral Process Act No. 12 of 2026 ahead of the August elections. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement on the Act, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomes said it is important for political parties to fully understand the changes introduced in the new law. Ms. Zalomes said political parties should pay particular attention to key provisions, including the proportional representation system and the allocation of seats. She has noted that a clear understanding of the Act will help political parties and other stakeholders effectively participate in the electoral process.
Seat distribution, timelines for submission of party lists and distribution of seats. The said seats for local councils, the authority to describe the number of PR seats for local councils. As you know, PR now extend to local councils, so that we can have women, we can have youth, we can have people living with disability in the councils. If you go around the councils, you find there are very few women, sometimes none at all. And definitely, people living with disabilities were not included.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has commended Bayer Zambia for investing about 40 million euros in the Itaba seed processing plant in Kabwe, which has created 250 jobs and expanded its grower network to 200 farmers. Speaking during a media tour of the facility, Central Province Permanent Secretary Milna Mwanakampwe said the investment is boosting agricultural productivity and improving livelihoods in the area. Mr. Mwanakampwe has also praised Bayer Zambia for contributing 100,000 euros.